change, part two. You can want change. You can pray for change. You can dream of change. Heck, you can change where you live, change your hair, change your clothes, change your name. But if you don't change your way of thinking, it won't mean anything. Think about it. How do we overcome anything? By changed behavior, right? We all want success in all aspects of our life. We don't wake up and think, oh, today's goal is to be mediocre. No problem. I'm reminded of this quote. People are awarded in public for what they have practiced for years in private. At that exact point, most of us are standing back in admiration, never rationalizing what they had been practicing for years. We need to ask ourselves, are we putting in the work? Or are we just wanting to enjoy the cake, but not wanting to gather the ingredients and bake it? Stop wasting valuable time. If you want something, you need to be relentless. The power to endure is the winner's quality. The easy way out will always be there. You feel that? The fear, the doubt, and insecurities, that's all you. No one has that kind of control over you. Instead, you need to begin feeling the greatness breathing on your neck. Take that and harness it. Live your life with passion. Fill up that tank. Search for the things you need to achieve success. Get that foot off the brake. It's up to you. Thank you.